Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi, everybody. Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights and? Do you have bad days, days and? Do you like ghosts and ghosts and?
Ow, the thing is. Ow, ow, the thing is. Ow, ow, the thing is. Ow, ow.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my co-host, Mike Figgs.
I thought you were going to say with my late.
I just didn't say hilarious. I took away your adjective.
It's been a rough day.
Because you were late 2 days in a row.
I know. I'm a piece of shit.
2 days in a row.
Yeah,
two
man.
Yeah. About 20 or 15-ish minutes late.
A guy's going to come in and spank me really hard in like 15 minutes.
If that's okay.
Joining us, you might know him from Straight Tuesdays on Instagram, Pause with Sam J, or The Late Late Show. It is comedian Akeem Woods. Welcome to the show.
Hello,
Akeem.
Excited to have you here.
Straight Tuesday is only on the platform. I'm going to be very gay on this podcast, so I apologize if you were looking for anything else.
It's welcomed.
Good. If it wasn't,
yeah, no,
I would leave.
Do you not see this fucking décolletage I'm
we don't wear
sporting?
That.
Okay. Everything I'm wearing is from Fashion Nova.
Yeah, well, no.
No, okay.
Is that from Fashion Nova?
This is from Fashion Nova.
That is?
The tank top?
This is from Amazon Essentials.
Yeah, that's what made it not gay.
Also, two different blacks.
And we're canceled.
It's not the same blacks there. So we are coming off of a power hour yesterday. We did a power hour.
What does that mean?
So you do a shot of beer, or we do White Claw, or they did beer every minute for an hour.
Oh, wow. That sounds...
It's killing us slowly. I don't even remember.
Rough. Yeah. It's really rough, and I feel terrible.
I don't drink, though, so I wouldn't have been there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
better. What a better life a non-drinker leads. I feel like garbage today. I slept like shit last night. I feel terrible today. I don't know how much longer we're going to keep doing these, so enjoy them while we do them, everybody.
You don't want to crack one White Claw?
I was kind of thinking about it.
Just one? I had a rough day. My fucking ceiling collapsed. I think.
I feel like it would make us feel a little better if we just had one.
Little White Claw.
This is an AA meeting. Oh, that's what.
Yeah, we hate drinking, but you know what? Let's just get one.
Just
one.
Just to take the edge off.
Listen, if you guys have a problem, that's fine.
I think we both agreed that we have an alcohol issue.
Yeah.
But that's what makes us money on the show. Like, that's our exclusive content is getting drunk.
That's awesome.
That's a problem. Thank you so much.
Well, look at that.
Best flavor.
Rock and roll. Can I get a ginger ale?
Get him a nice ginger ale. Or Roy Rogers. You have a Roy Rogers? Get him a Roy Rogers.
I don't know what that is.
It's a cherry grenadine and Coke. It's really nice.
Isn't that a Shirley Temple?
That's with Sprite, it's a Shirley Temple.
Oh.
Or 7-Up.
I made so many of them this weekend. I worked a Sweet 16. I made so many Shirley Temples. That's my life. Welcome to our life. It's not
what
good.
Did you do at a Sweet 16?
I was a bartender. I'm a bartender.
Why the fuck do they have bartenders? Can we curse? It's too late. Why the fuck do they
curse?
Well, there's also adults. So it's like a half adults, half kids. So I make a whole bunch of like garbage drinks and then some real drinks.
We were talking about it last time. Was it okay? Did you feel all right about it?
Was it
profitable?
It was okay.
Okay.
It wasn't like a great party, but I'm working again this weekend. It's good to have like the cash again.
Okay.
The extra cash.
That's Sweet 16s, that's like Mexican kids, right?
That's
quinceañera, daddy.
Oh. What kids? What type?
That's
thank you, baby.
15.
What is 16? Puerto Rican kids?
No, regular.
White kids?
The Hunkies are Sweet
16. They get to celebrate being 16 too? do white people take everything? Jesus Christ.
Well, white people at 16 and then Spanish or is it just Mexican?
I thought that was
it's
a Hispanic 15. Thing this whole time.
15.
So quinceañera is 14 or 15? 15.
15,
yeah.
And so what was this?
16.
It was a Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Everybody does Sweet 16.
I don't fucking know. I'm a guy. We don't do that shit.
Yeah, but you don't remember like my Super Sweet 16
on
like
girl,
MTV?
No, I was too busy watching Buffy.
Okay.
I feel like similar audience for the two things.
No, I didn't know. I know it's a white thing. Sorry.
How old are you?
33.
Oh, you're the same age. Are you 33?
Yeah, I'm going to be 34 in June. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm 100.
Did you watch Angel?
No.
Okay.
I didn't give a fuck about that nigga.
Okay.
I was trying to fuck. I was trying to fuck Spike from Buffy.
That's the title of the episode. I don't give a fuck about that. That's going to be the title.
Yeah, I loved. I had a huge crush on Spike. I still do. He's still kind of fine.
I don't mind the angel guy. What the hell was his
name? I like
him.
He's a guy from Bones, too.
Yeah, I didn't care for him. He looked dumb. He just looks stupid. I never liked him.
One other thing I do want to talk about. I have two other things before we get into the segment. So one thing is I want to thank – we're starting to build up our bank.
Nice.
For our weight loss competition.
Yes.
And so we've had two donations so far, one from Team Figs, one from Team Shannon.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so yours was Lauren.
Big
Laura.
Shout out. She's the captain of the Fig Army. Yes.
And thank then you. Rob – Yules,
Daddy Rob,
also
yes.
donated. So
how,
we
how much
got
did they
two.
Donate? Are you allowed to say?
50, 100.
As you went up, she's like, $100, bitch.
So far, but
we need more
because we need the motivation.
Yeah.
What does this money do?
So whoever wins the weight loss competition between the two of us gets the prize pot, and it's
months.
All like fan donations.
What? How much do you have to lose?
Just whoever loses more percentage.
More percentage. Yeah.
How many have you lost?
It's been rough. I think the pressure is making me relapse.
How much have you lost?
I don't want to like give any updates.
Oh, okay.
On wait until we're done.
Okay. Yeah, my money's on her.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't blame you. The odds.
I don't
are
have any
favorite.
Money, but like, if I, like
the odds are against me. I shaved my pubes yesterday, and for the first time ever,
lost a pound.
I couldn't see. Yeah, probably lost a pound. I couldn't see my pubes at all. I couldn't see. I was looking down. I couldn't see. So I fucking blind fired.
This is the
and I don't know what
visual.
It looks like. Yeah, it's just it looks really bad.
Are you single?
No. I'm married. I'm pretty much married.
Oh, okay. But then, talk about whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you were single, I'd be like, I wouldn't tell that story.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. No, when I was single, so I was gross. Jacked. I'm ugly now because I'm happy and in love.
You were jacked?
I was pretty good. Yeah, I was pretty jacked.
How jacked? Do we have a picture? Pull up Mike Jack. I want to see if I would have fucked him back in the day.
Go to Instagram. Just go scroll down. Maybe the Spider-Man suit, or there's one with me in a black suit. Pretty jacked.
Yeah. I want to see if
no, I really actually wasn't. Talking. I was just slim.
Well, I want to see it. We'll see.
All right, pull it up. We got to see for our
guests. I'm going to have abs by June, so.
That's my goal. Well, my goal is just to fit in an extra
large.
Well,
I just say June because it's Pride Month. I got to fuck these hot dudes.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you find it, Mike?
June is the end of the weight loss contest.
Oh, good.
It's taking some time to scroll back.
Just scroll down.
Okay.
Go down.
Whenever, interrupt the podcast whenever. And
2016.
Post a picture of Mike and let me see if he would have.
You'll definitely see it in my face for sure. Definitely see it.
I just want to see how fine he was back in the
day. Look at the profile. There's a profile photo, orange hue. I look pretty nice and slim.
Nice.
Oh, your Skankfest picture.
My Skankfest picture, which is from. 19. It was just from fucking 1998. Like it's so. Look at
oh
it was
yeah. Oh yeah. I would have totally fucked Mike back in the day.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Like a nice little salsa dancer.
Yeah, I would have definitely fucked Mike. You're Mexican there. Are you Mexican?
I'm Italian and Puerto Rican, which is pretty much Mexican.
Yeah. No, I would have totally. Okay. Yeah. Bring Thank that you. Mike. Yeah, I'd have fucked him.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
No problem, bud.
I would kill myself. Now. Is that okay? Can I just? Anybody got a gun? I can just blast.
But you're not gay. And you have a wife, so it doesn't matter.
No, of course. But I'm very insecure.
Also, wouldn't it be worse if he like never wanted to fuck you ever in your time?
Yeah, that would have been yeah. Yeah, I feel a lot better.
Sad.
Gay love makes me feel good.
Good. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of fat gay guys hit me up in a DM because I'm in that fat gay guy range.
Well, you're a bear. Well,
I'm a bear.
You need a little bit more hair, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I had hair, but shaved them off.
Yeah. So now you're just a...
It looks bad
down
there.
I don't know what
there.
Fat...
My fupa not looks hairy, like one of... Lost. You know the Toy Story movie? The bad kid? He had that one doll
Andy?
With the messed up... not Andy. Sid.
That was, oh, Sid.
And he had the Dawn doll that had like a little bit of hair. That's my pubes look like that right now.
I hope no one's Terrible. Eating while they're watching this.
I hope not.
They're not anymore.
No,
they're either not watching anymore or they're stopped eating. One of those things happened.
So if you do want to donate to our prize pot, you can send it to my Venmo at Shannon Lee Ding, D-I-N-G. And I post every single one that goes up to keep me accountable. It's all in my account. So please do that. And then I have one more thing. I like to suggest, are you a reality TV show person at all?
I watch some of it and it's all terrible, but some of it's like terrible. Like,
in a great
ooh,
way.
I can't stop watching.
So, yeah.
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, I have a suggestion of a new one. I was just telling Harrington about this.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's called Love and Translation.
Okay.
It's on HBO Max.
Okay.
And they have three American guys and they have like, I don't know how many girls, like 10 girls or something. And they're from all different countries. None of the girls speak English and none of the guys speak the other languages.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they're just like They have to. Yeah, it's the ghost.
Are we off though?
No,
is
no,
that
no.
The thing where we go
oh, no,
off?
No, no, no. It's just power outage in that monitor. But all of the girls, they have this like translation device in their ear, so they can communicate with each other, the girls, but they can't communicate with the guys at all. And it's a dating show. So they have to just kind of like figure things out, gesture.
Gestures laugh.
Who's getting paid to make these obscure? They want love to be the most complicated thing. Who's paying these niggas to consistently make, yo, we want them to find love. Yeah, but they don't got eyes. Bitch, what? Who is making these goddamn shows? I'm going to watch. But the point is.
It's fun to watch.
That's what, it had to be a man who came up with the show. But yo, what if you meet a bitch? And you can't even talk to her. He's like, yeah. Patrice O'Neal joke. Yeah, that's.
But the guys don't care anyway. Guys don't care.
Listen, I fucked a dude who didn't speak English before. I fucked a dude who didn't speak English, and we used Google Translate to find out who the top and the bottom was. He was
can
the bottom.
Just point? Be like,
no. I mean, he typed it in, and then he sucked my dick, and it was amazing.
But was he so hot?
He was hot as fuck. He was like this ripped ass Mexican Puerto Rican nigga. I don't know who he was. He had like tattoos. Nice. He had like scars over him because he had just been in an accident. I'm like, oh my God, am I into danger? Like it was.
Yes,
did it say MS-19 on any of the tattoos?
I don't know. I just thought he was fine. Listen, I fucked a drug cartel nigga. I don't know.
That's what's up.
Sex was dope. He didn't speak English. He left. And that was it. I haven't fucked up since.
I feel like that's ideal for like a one night stand because you don't want to talk.
No.
Right?
Especially not with a dude. Dudes are dumb.
I feel like gay gentlemen really appreciate that. Like it's a mutual thing. We had had two guys on the
other
day.
As soon as we come, it's a race to see who can get dressed quicker. We're just like, yo, let's get these clothes on, bitch. We got to get out of here.
Did you watch Love is Blind? Did you like
it? Yeah, painfully. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I talk about it on stage. It's one of my favorite. Like guilty pleasures. Because what's crazy about the show is you'll have women and men sometimes full on crying about people they've never seen. I could never cry over a nigga, and I don't know if his beard connects. Like I could never cry over someone, and I'm like, this dude might be hideous. I'm over here bawling like a baby.
They also met like 3 hours ago.
3 hours. These bitches have so much invested in it. That being said, if they ever make a gay version. Sign me up.
I check every time they're casting.
They can't. They can't.
It's
logistically,
coming to New York.
Logistically, they can't do a gay version.
Oh, why?
Why?
Because the whole point of the show is you separate the men and the women.
Yeah, but they could just do two groups.
Yeah, but then you're going to fuck inside the group.
Oh, tops and bottoms. Oh,
no, that doesn't work. Oh. Yeah. Gay dudes are hoes.
Okay.
You clearly don't know gay people. If they put me in with the tops, if a top's hot enough, I'll let them fuck.
Okay.
And if they put me in the bottoms, if a bottom's hot enough, I'm going to fuck him. So, like, it wouldn't work.
Mike, write down gay dudes are hoes.
Yeah,
they didn't Are You the One? I don't know. Did you ever see Are You the One? So it's like everyone has like their perfect match based on like tests and stuff they took beforehand.
Yeah.
And then they go on dates. And then if they all find their perfect match at the end, then they win the big amount of money.
Yeah.
And so they started off with straight people and then they switched it over to like anything. They had like trans people, bi, pansexual, gay, straight, they had everything.
Yeah.
Which kind of like really confused the whole thing a lot.
Yeah,
but it made
of course.
It so interesting because your match could be literally anybody, guy, girl, anything.
Damn.
No, I never watched that show. But Love is Blind, if y'all can figure out the logistics of a gay version, sign me up. I can't wait to be in one of those tanks. Like, oh no, is this Evan?
That's also like that and Married at First Sight are the two that I'm like, I would do it just for the fun of it, just so that my like superficialness can't be involved.
Married at First Sight,
It's only 6 weeks,
then yeah, I'd do it.
It's 6 weeks, like, after you get married, and then after 6 weeks, you decide if you're going to stay married or get a divorce. And who cares if you get a divorce? What's the difference?
Oh, I don't want to do that, then. Because I feel like it's more pressure for gays to get divorced, because they're like, we fought so hard for the stupid rights, and now it's just like,
What about Gay Bachelor? Why haven't they done that?
That's what I want to do.
That's got to be coming soon.
Yo.
It has to be coming.
Is that coming, Michael? I don't know why you would know. But
No, they have the first Asian. They have they're working
girl,
their way
like,
slowly.
It's been white for so fucking long. I'm like, bitch, your first. It's 2024. We haven't had if they do a Gay Bachelor, sign me the
it's
fuck up.
It's going to be huge.
That's got to be. That's crazy they haven't. I think the issue is that each new Bachelor and Bachelorette is from a previous season.
Yes.
But some of them niggas was gay. Some of those Bachelors.
Yes, Colton.
Yeah, Colton. I don't know who that is, but I'll fuck Colton.
He's beautiful. Okay. But he after doing The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, he then came out as gay.
Right there.
The left.
Yo, with the beard?
The left.
The left.
The skinny one.
The pretty
he looks
one,
like
yeah.
that bachelor
oh,
player.
Yo. Yes, make him the bachelor. I'd stand in line to suck his dick, whatever they do on that show. Yep.
No, but now he's married
to a
dude. If you
make it to the fantasy suite, you can suck his dick.
Oh,
sorry.
But he's married? Oh.
He's married to a dude now. But yeah, after he came out, after years on The Bachelor and the franchises, he finally came out as
gay.
Well,
there's other down-low motherfuckers. That black bachelor, he seemed gay. Put him on.
No, yeah. He's not. He's the guy. He does like food tours with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
His
gay wife... people hate food.
He eats a lot of sandwiches. Yeah. He's not gay. He, but his girl is the one that did that like plantation shit where they got photos
fuck.
Of her
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
pretending to be a plantation.
Oh, the white girl, right?
That
yeah.
white chick.
He
but
made
she
a big
apologized.
Deal that was such a whole
they're
thing.
They're in love and yada yada.
Yeah, she's so racist, but they're in love. No, but if they do a gay bachelor, I'm definitely signing up. I mean, I don't think I'd be able to sign up because I think they pick like super hot dudes, but I'm going to put my name in the hat.
Well, go ahead.
No, I feel like you would be a perfect person for the
I
show.
Think so too.
Yeah, you'd be great.
You'd be so much fun.
I have a personality. Yes. I'm not a loser. I'm
like
gay.
The only one
I'm a hoe. Like, that's signing up.
Be perfect for it.
I could be dramatic and cry over some dude I don't know. Get those Instagram followers.
I feel like the reason why they don't do it is because it's like very like mid-America. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. The reason why they don't do it is because... the core base of that show is wildly homophobic.
Probably.
Because
but
they
weird.
Were mad. They were mad at the when they had black people on the show. They're like, what do you mean black people want love? Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine what they would do if like a
but
gay person was on
isn't their
the
fan
show.
Base mainly like gay people and women? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think mainly gay people.
Like
though.
I watched it because of the girls
mainly,
I was with.
I think it's mainly women who watch
you
it.
You think mainly women? Because
women
remember,
can
like,
also be homophobic.
Gay dudes in musical theater like going crazy for the
yeah, yeah. We watch all the stupid shit because we like to see y'all do messy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
we like to see straight people be dumb. Like, yeah. Ooh, look at these dummies.
We also yeah. like it. Yeah, it's yeah, so yeah. much fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. Gay
bachelor. Well, here it is first, guys. We want y'all to NBC. Yeah. If you're watching,
ABC. Obviously watch it.
ABC, whatever network is on. I want to be on the show, and maybe you cut this into like a compilation if I end up getting on the show and be like, yeah. look at me, my, ooh.
Yeah. Or why haven't they just like on another like
can't
life
wait to cry on TV,
like Lifetime or something? Why don't they just make their own like Gay Bachelor, like a different
they might,
show?
They might have it copyrighted or something like that.
But they could yeah. call it something else, like
they
just make it like
does
a gay
Bravo?
Dating show.
Bravo doesn't have a gay dating show.
I don't think I've ever seen. A completely gay dating show.
Yeah. I'm sure there is something out there, but it probably didn't get as many. It didn't get. But I wanted to be The Bachelor because The Bachelor's mainstream
right.
shit. Like, I want everyone. I want the straight dudes in Wisconsin to have to see gay people fucking.
They did. I think they did do
not
a
fucking,
gay version of Love is Blind.
No, it wouldn't work.
They have something in the booth.
Right?
What happened, Mike?
A girl I used to follow on Instagram did an all lesbian dating show.
Is that?
But it was on like a queer. Streaming platform.
Yeah, that's.
We had to pay like Netflix $5 for all lesbian stuff.
It might be Love Island. It's or something.
I have another one. There was it was on Logo.
Yeah.
There's been a Bachelor type show, Finding Prince Charming. It was canceled after one season.
Yeah.
Ooh,
bad
former
name. Just a bad name.
Terrible name.
Yeah, bad name.
Former NSYNCer Lance Bass played the Chris Hansen-esque host.
Oh God.
Big shot.
Yeah. See, I want it to be mainstream. I don't want it to just be on our little sissy network. I can say that. But I want it to be on ABC or NBC, not the fucking. Stupid ass Logo. No offense to Logo if you want to book me for something. Because the bank account is dry. So book me for your gay events.
And then my one other suggestion real quick. Baby Reindeer.
Amazing.
Yes, I'm so glad someone else finally watched
Angela
it.
Angela Yee actually told me. I was just doing Way Up with Angela Yee. And she mentioned, we talked about it on, I don't know if you talked about it on air or if you talked about it off air. But either way, we talked about it. I went home that night, watched it. Episode 4 is insane.
I don't remember. I binged it all, so I don't know like which episode.
I called her after episode 4. I'm like, bitch, this is wild. And we chatted for a little bit. She's like, call me when you finish. I finished at 2 a.m. I didn't want to call her because, you know, she got to wake up for the radio. But I texted her. I'm like, girl, this is wild. It's such an amazing. It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What is it about? Is it a reality show?
No. It's based on reality.
Okay.
It's like a drama. It's like a drama. Based the main actor, it's based off his actual life. Like, he changed a bunch of stuff, obviously, for like legal purposes, but like it's based off really true events. And he, without giving any spoilers, he has this incredibly crazy stalker.
Okay.
Which is her, the lady picture. Which, by the way, give her an Emmy or
amazing.
Oscar or whatever the fuck you give actresses, because that bitch was amazing on
incredible.
That.
She went from like happy to sad to crazy.
She with
instantly.
the whole like whatever. I hopefully she wins all the awards, because what an amazing performance from her. Shout out to, I don't know her name, but shout out to her.
Yeah, she was
check
great.
It out. Just wrote it down.
But he was good too, but like,
it's his story.
Yeah, but she was phenomenal. Yeah. She was like, she should definitely win. Do they get Emmys for those type of shows?
Jessica Gunning, and yeah, it would be an Emmy because it's a TV show.
Okay, well, I hope Golden she wins. Globe, I hope right? she wins. I hope she wins an Emmy, a Golden Globe, right. a Tony, nigga. Give her a Grammy.
Give her whatever.
Give her all the awards because the bitch was flawless.
So she like she stalks him, and okay, it gets all crazy, but it is very good.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay. Episode four and six are like the two best episodes.
Did you watch Shogun?
No.
Okay.
I don't like reading.
I saw
that
the
much.
One Piece.
I'm a huge anime fan. I'll read cartoon niggas all day, but I don't. Reading adults is childish.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's it. Those are all my topics here. So now we're going to get into the segments. All right, guys, real quick before we go any further, if you are a listener of the show, which obviously you are, and you're drinking along with us on our regular episodes or our power hours, you're going to probably want to feel a little bit better the next day than you already feel by drinking with us. And the way to do that is by taking Capsulite. It prevents feeling awful the day after drinking. You take it before and during drinking, which you can watch us do on the Power Hour with Ralph and Big J. It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated, supports your liver. And the toxic byproduct of alcohol is actually the cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. So just drinking a whole bunch of water is not the solution.
Yeah, and what I love about them are the little portable packets. I like to throw them in my pocket and take them while I'm drinking. You know, I definitely notice that the next day I feel better. I feel great, actually.
So all you have to do is go to capsulite.com, CAPSULYTE.com, and use promo code GAS, G-A-S, and you're going to get, ready, 30% off at checkout.
That's crazy. Best deal on the market.
So capsulite.com, GAS, and then you can drink with us and feel better the day after.
Yeah. And that's one more time, capsulite.com, CAPSULYTE.com for 30% off when you use a promo code GAS. Now, where were we, Shannon?
So usually the first question we ask new guests on the show is for you to tell us a story about either your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience.
Oh, there's so many.
And now you can't use the one of not speaking the same language. You already burned that story.
Oh, believe me, girl, I have hundreds of stories. I do a thing called Trollop Tales in one episode 32. So there's been 32 crazy hookups.
Amazing.
I mean, or is it amazing or do I have a problem? Now.
It's not your problem.
Young guy banging out people, you know.
I don't know which one I should tell because I've told so many of them. I don't want to tell one that I've told on other podcasts.
Any anime related? You meet anybody at Comic-Con or anything? Or
no. Oh, here's one. Have I told this one? No, I told this one. I never like deep dived into this. No, that's stupid.
Japanese dudes.
Do you want like a local story or like an on the road story?
Whatever you pick your favorite.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, I haven't really told this story before. So okay. This happened in San Francisco. I was I toured with Godfrey a lot, and we were doing the Punchline in San Francisco. Not the Punchline. Sorry, we were doing Cobb's Comedy Club, and. It's San Francisco's gay as fuck. So in between shows, I have like an hour and some change because Godfrey's on stage and he's on stage forever. So we're doing the show. First show was great. I get off stage. I'm in the green room. Oh, was it the first show or the second show? This was the second show. Yeah, so the second show's I'm done for the night. I'm selling merchandise, but like Godfrey's going to be on stage like an hour and some change. So I leave. I'm standing outside. I'm talking to this dude on Grindr. I was talking to him before I got on stage. So I get on stage, I do my half hour, Godfrey goes on stage, and I'm still texting this dude on Grindr. And then he was like, yo, do you want to come over and have sex? I'm like, okay, sure. I'll go fuck a random hot dude on Saturday night, why not?
So you did see his picture?
Yeah, of course, yeah. And he sent me his location, because on Grindr you can send your locations because we're wild. And it's like a 7-minute walk. And I'm like, yeah, sure, it's nice out. It's like September, so it's like nice. A little light jacket. I go walk the fuck homeboy. Everything's going great. Sex is great. And then out of nowhere, he's like, oh, shit, my husband just showed up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, bitch, what? I'm like, you have a husband? He's like, yeah, he just showed up, hiding in the closet. I'm like, okay, girl, I'm not hiding in a closet. I grew up in Florida. I was in the closet long enough. Like, I'm not hiding in a closet.
Wait, how did he know that he showed up?
Because he heard, like, the gate or something. I don't know. And I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm not going to the closet. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I'll just get dressed. I'm like, just tell your husband, just tell him I'm straight. And I just came over to like hang. Or he's like, He's like, you're wearing a Betty White t-shirt. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. This isn't the straightest attire. So I guess that would work. So while I'm trying to pull up my pants, his husband just comes through the door. Rich Rude didn't knock, but then I'm like, he lives here. So that makes sense. And as soon as he comes through the door, they immediately start yelling at each other, like just fighting immediately. And I'm just standing in the corner. My dick is no longer hard because I'm terrified. And I'm just pulling up my pants like, I don't feel safe. And right before I got fully dressed, the husband stopped me. And I don't know. The husband was like, nah, nigga, husband's black. The husband's like, nah, nigga, you're kind of cute. We are going to fuck. But afterwards, we're going to have a conversation.
Oh, my God.
So they just, I was like, is this a forced threesome? And I was like, all right. So he was, the dude, all of them were hot. So we ended up having a threesome. We, as soon as I came, which apparently danger makes me come fast because I came quick as hell. As soon as I came, I'm like getting dressed and they're like immediately get right back into arguing, which I thought was weird. I'm like, weren't we just having fun? So they got back into argument. I'm like, okay, girl, I got to go. And so I left. I go back to the show, sell my merchandise, whatever. The next day is Sunday. We have one show on Sunday. And I'm there for like a week after Godfrey's there because I'm doing a bunch of my own shows. So Sunday it comes. Nothing happens. Monday morning, I get a message on Grindr from the husband. And the husband's like, yo, do you want to come back over? And I'm like, bitch, am I in a thruple? Like, is this how thruples happen? Am I part of this amazing? And we fucked around the whole week that I was there. Like, we had, like, a few other encounters. And then I left and went back to New York.
Okay, I have a couple questions. So did the husband have his own Grindr account or he went on the other guy's Grindr account?
He had his own Grindr account.
I mean, so they're both fucking around. What are they mad about?
Oh, 1,000%. I don't know what type of weird kink they're into.
Yeah, so that's just part of it?
But he could have made a new account. It did say recently created. Okay. Like, it could be a new account.
And then when you were fucking around, were you fucking around with just the husband? Or it was the three of you?
It was all three of us was doing gay shit. Yeah.
Okay, last one. And then I'm sure you've been back. Where was it? San Francisco? San Diego?
San Francisco. I haven't been back to San Francisco yet. I went to Sacramento. I was in Sacramento a few months after, but that's like an hour and a half away.
Would you, like, let's say, like, you get booked out there next month. Would you, like,
oh, 100%.
Connect back
yeah,
with
yeah,
them?
Yeah, fuck these threesome again. Yeah, I love a good throuple.
Did you hide anywhere, though? So when he came into the house, where were you?
I didn't have enough time. He said, hide in the closet. I'm like, nigga, I'm not doing that. I'm like, just tell him I'm straight. He's like, bitch, Betty White. I'm like, you're right. And then, by the time we had that exchange, he was at the door. So I couldn't do anything.
And so you assume at this point that this is just like a setup that they're like acting.
No, I honestly don't think so. I think it literally it seemed organic. Or they're all good actors. Like, give them Oscar too, I guess. Like, it seemed very organic. It didn't seem like it was like a weird kink that they had. I just think.
Were you, so while the sex was happening, were you nervous that maybe there was going to be an altercation afterwards?
Oh, I don't think. I'm stupid. No, I was just, I just got right back into sex. I'm like, yeah, we gay again. I didn't. I rarely think about consequences, so.
It seems like so much fun, though. I mean, what an
yeah,
ideal
it's a stupid,
yeah,
dumb life.
Like,
yeah,
a, like a silver lining. Like, what a nice little ending.
Especially that they're both hot. I mean,
yeah, they were both really hot.
Were you you were afraid though, a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. I wasn't afraid like for my life. I was just afraid. I'm like, well, fuck. This is gonna get violent for y'all because I'm gonna run. Because I was like, I ran track in high school. I'm good. The only thing I was low-key worried about is, and this is gonna sound so comic of me, I was low-key worried about, like, I hope I finish in time so I can sell these t-shirts.
Of course.
Because I gotta make my money.
Hell yeah.
I finished in time. Godfrey was still on stage, so it was good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You should have sold them t-shirts.
I know, I should have. I'm like, hey, well, now that we've both come, do you guys want these t-shirts? $30. Keemwoods.com.
Before the argument. And then do you have a local story that you wanted to tell?
I have local stories, but is that part of the next question?
No, just because you said you had two different ones. We can move on to the next segment.
We can move on to the next one because I tell so many of these sex stories. A local one would just be another. It'd be a whole podcast of Akeem. Is Akeem a hoe? Yes. Answer, yes. Like, it'd be a whole thing.
That was a great one, though. I do feel like when we had Colton and Dylan on.
Yeah,
I know Colton.
They also told, did they both tell threesome stories?
Is Dylan gay?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, wait, not Dylan Negri, if that's who you're thinking of.
No. Who's Dylan?
Dylan Carlino.
Is that his boyfriend?
No. They host a podcast together.
Oh, they're gay separately.
Yes. Because Colton is married. He has a husband.
Yeah, I know Colton. His husband bought one of my shirts.
Yeah, Skip. Chip?
Yeah.
But something like that.
but Colton has an OnlyFans.
That makes sense.
He's a beautiful man.
Beautiful man. Beautiful man. Yeah.
I feel like in person. I feel like the pictures.
He's cool.
In person, he's like strikingly like a very good looking.
No, he's a handsome. He's a guy. I saw him while he was in town. We didn't get the chance to hang out because I was dying. But yeah.
You were dying?
I had a really bad like stomach thing going on, but I feel better.
Okay. Now. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna move on to our next segment, which is bad things.
Bad things with you.
Why didn't the first segment get one of those fun things?
Because we can't think of an actual name for the first segment, and that has prevented us from creating an intro for it.
All right, I'll put my mind to it. Yeah. We got to do that. That'll be
sex
fun.
Stories.
But it's like everything else. So this one is bad things, the next one is scary things. So it's like we got to work in
sexy things. Sexy things.
Sexy things, yeah. Sexy things.
But it's also date love stories.
Things. Date stories. Love. Love
things. Love talk. Sex, no, because love and sex aren't necessarily. Yeah. See, this I definitely didn't love them niggas.
So this is what happened. Whenever we discuss it, we go in this circle, and then we're like, forget, well, never mind, whatever.
Hot things.
Yeah, okay, hot things.
Better.
Because love is
steamy.
Hot.
Steamy. Let's get steamy.
Spicy things. Ooh, spicy. Ooh, I like spicy.
I like spicy.
Yeah, let's okay, change the spicy things, guys. Spicy things. And make the image me on fire.
This is the part of your talk. We talk about fight stories, physical altercations. Oh. If you've been in more than one fight, then the most memorable fight.
I could have told that story.
Yeah, you could have.
Can I just use my story for both? And then we fought. Make it in. Yeah, I'm not a fighting gay. I'm very much not confrontational.
But it's never like found its way to you?
No, I'm really good at de-escalating shit because I like comedy. People are like, I'm not going to beat up this gay nigga. He's hilarious. I got into fights in high school, but none of them were I used to get picked on in high school, but then I was funnier than the people picking on me, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna leave this nigga alone. We're gonna message the other dude who's probably gay." So they all stopped bullying because I didn't come out till I was 25. They all stopped bullying me, and they started bullying this other kid who was gay and not out. And I felt so bad. I'm like, "Ugh, you should have been funny." As far as like actual like fights, I don't even remember the last time I was in any type of altercation at all. I'm very like mild tempered and
nothing at like a show or anything.
Unruly
audience member.
Let me think of like a heckling thing because I get I mean, is this the fight really? I was doing the show, a comedy club in in Alabama. I don't want to say the name of the club because they're closed. But anyway, I was doing a comedy club in Alabama. And I'm on stage. This was like, this had to have been like 7 years ago or 11. It was a long time ago. It was back when I still lived in Florida. So probably 7 years ago. And I'm doing this club. And I had just came out. So I started talking about being gay on stage. And I remember as soon as I brought it up in my set, I used to wait like to like the middle of my set to bring it up. So I was like 20 minutes into my set. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, gay joke. Which is like, if you can tell by mannerisms, you're like, this dude's gay, but like, you know, people are dumb. So I do the joke about being gay, got a laugh. This old white table got up and they got mad and they started walking out. And I asked them, like, hey, what's going on? Where you guys going? And one of the guys was like, I don't support gay people. This is an abomination. They start quoting Bible verses because
Alabama.
Because Alabama. I mean, y'all niggas can barely read, but you're quoting Leviticus. Okay, girl. Whenever Alabama banned books, I'm like, really? Are you banning? That's like me banning pussy. I'm not using it. Like, how can you ban something you don't use? But so they started quoting Bible verses or whatever. And then they said they don't support gay people. And then I said, I'm like, well, that's not true because you paid to see this show. And I'm going to use the money from this show and buy condoms and fuck a bunch of dudes. And that got a big like applause. Then they yelled. We had to yell back and forth. Eventually, they stormed out. And then they wrote a long email to the club. And was like, we feel offended. We were berated by your blah, 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 blah. Long ass email. You know, it was like indented bibliography type shit. And then I got an email from the club and like, hey, moving forward, we're not going to be able to work with you anymore and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, no, I won't be able to come back to Alabama. What's going to happen to my my career if I can't play Mobile, Alabama, the mecca for gay black men?
Oh, my God. If that were today, I mean, that place would have gotten
I know.
Murdered.
Yeah, but that was like I said, that was like probably 7, maybe even 8 years ago. It was a long time ago. And I know that's not a fun fight story, but like I don't.
No, it's like a.
It's a confrontation that didn't last that long.
It stinks, man. It sucks that somebody. You're at a comedy club, you know.
Like, yeah, but it happens all the time It happens a decent amount because I'm not famous enough. Like I have a decent amount of fans, but like I'm not famous enough that people know who I am, and people are lazy, so they don't Google. Although it takes 10 seconds to Google somebody and be like, oh, this isn't for me. So I was doing a show in Tulsa, Oklahoma at a comedy club I was headlining. And I start talking about gay stuff. And this couple gets up and walks out. And the same thing. They didn't make a scene of it, though. They just got up and left. And then the hostess was like, hey, what's going on? Like, oh, what your comedian is vile and disgusting. And I'm like, and I heard that they said that. And I'm like, wait. I am, but you didn't even let me get to that part. I only did the first joke. I didn't even start talking about the orgy and the U-Haul, nothing. Like, I am vile and disgusting, but you didn't even get to that part.
Yeah.
You walked out on just me saying a joke about skipping. Like, it gets way more gay. At least walk out on an appropriate gay joke. Don't walk out on some mild, boring shit. It's like, he's vile and disgusting. Wait until I am those things. But yeah, it happens all. I don't know why people don't Google. It takes 10 seconds to Google somebody and be like, Akeem Woods. Oh, no thanks. And then come to the next week. Like, right. I don't
also,
care.
Also, if you're headlining, it's not like a showcase show where you have no idea. Like, you're exactly. going to see a specific person.
I'm on stage
so
for
silly.
An hour. So if you watch a clip and it's a 5-minute clip, and if you don't think I'm funny for 5 minutes, you're not going to think I'm funny for an hour. Don't save your money.
It's also, I mean, this is like an obvious thing, but it's so crazy that... like Bible thumpers will then be so hateful towards people. It's like, if that's your belief, I mean, whatever, but then you could be like, it's just not for me, goodbye. Instead of like being so hateful.
You know what else happened at the same club?
Oh. Here we go. So, unlocking memories.
So after this year too, I was in Tulsa. So you can go look up that club if you want to. one of the staff was very religious and he quit after my first show. So I found this out. He quit because of me because I have a joke about God. But I have like a 10-minute bit about God. But I didn't even do that joke. I did one line where I said God or whatever. And he afterwards he quit. He talked to the manager or the GM. And he was like, he was outside and I prayed and my spirit is telling me I have to quit this job. I can't work. Those comics are talking about my God and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wait, you got a job at a comedy club?
And you could talk to God.
And you thought, wait, did you think that they were going to book 365? Like, no, 52. That's how many weeks in a year? 52 years. You thought they were going to book 52 Christian comedians, motherfucker? That's what you thought was coming to Tulsa? I can't even name 52.
I can't name one Christian.
I can name like two. But I can't. You thought they were going to book 52 Christian comedians at a comedy club in Tulsa. So you thought every week it was just going to be a fucking some Christian motherfucker talking about the Lord is my shepherd. Am I right? Like, that's what you thought was going to happen in Tulsa, bitch?
Also, if God is, like, talking to you directly, I don't think he's guiding you in the right direction if you're, like, a waiter at a comedy club. Like,
maybe nigga, go work at Chick-fil-A and be the pickle nigga who puts the chicken in the pickles and, like, what are we doing?
Chicken and pickles.
I want to be the pickle guy.
Yeah, like, get a new job. I wish I knew he was so religious because then I would have did the whole 10-minute bit about religion and gave him a actual reason to be mad, but I didn't even do the bit. What a bitch.
It's like, to be so, I don't understand it, to be so offended by it that you quit your job.
Yeah.
You can just, it's not gonna, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt
also,
you.
Also, if you're religious, you already think I'm going to hell. Let me go to hell. I'm gay. I'm going to hell. We can't go
deserve.
To double hell. Like, what are we doing?
Psycho,
fucking loser.
Psycho, dude.
So crazy.
He was kind of cute too.
Would you be into that?
No, I would. I fuck him probably, but
he's
I wouldn't
like.
I
don't like you. The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Fuck my ass.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Because that's why I want to go to Utah. Because I want to fuck one of those Mormon dudes. Because they are like, I almost did. This is another random sex story. I almost fucked these Mormon dudes. Okay, this was like back when I was in Orlando. I used to live with. Do you guys know Preacher Lawson?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of my best friends. Me and him used to live together. It was me, him, and his brother. We used to all live together. And we were all comedians, but none of us were famous at the time, and now he's super famous. But so one weekend, they went on the road together, and I had the apartment to myself, and these Jehovah's Witness dudes showed up. And I answered the door in my underwear, and I invite them in. And it was like a, it was legit like a porn. So they're like telling me about whatever that nigga they believe in.
The Watchtower.
Who does
Mahoney's? Patrick Mahoney.
Who's the main guy? The main character in Jehovah's
it's
little
not
story.
Mahoney.
Jehovah.
No, it is Jehovah, right?
It's Jehovah. Gotta be Jehovah.
Oh yeah, that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay. Well, anyway, they was telling me about this Jehovah dude, and I'm sitting there in boxers, and one of the dudes, they were younger. But like I was like at the time I think I was like probably 25, and they were probably like 20.
Did you? A quick question. Did you on purpose answer the door in your boxers?
No, I'm just always in my boxers. And the dude, one of the dudes, the one who was like in his 20s, was like looking at me. Like I have a huge dick, so he was looking, and I could feel the vibe. And I think his friend, which was like the bigger Jehovah guy, like I don't know what their names are. Like the one more charge saw that he was like eyeing me, and he got nervous. He's like, oh well, we gotta go. We can't. Like, so they made a beeline for the door and then they left. But yo, it was I was like this close to like reenacting like a hot porn scene where I'm like, ooh, am I fucking two Mormons? But they ended up leaving. I was very upset about it.
I just saw a story the other day. We covered it on Real Ass Podcast, but it was about this like 19-year-old, and he saw on Tinder this guy that he used to go to high school with, but the guy was like a neo-Nazi. I feel like they call everybody neo-Nazis, but it said that in the article. I don't think what it was. But so he was telling all his friends, like, wouldn't it be so much fun if like the kid was gay? He's like, if I fuck this neo-Nazi, like just for the story, I have to do it.
Yeah.
So he like kept talking to him, and then the guy was like, oh, I'm not gay, but like, you know, I'm curious, whatever.
Yeah.
So they eventually hung out, and then the neo-Nazi guy stabbed him to death and killed him in the woods. It was just, I just saw it the other day.
Oh my God.
You gotta be careful. Be careful about Mormons.
Not a Mormon. I mean, whatever this guy was.
Well, I would never match with a fucking neo-Nazi.
But he knew what his beliefs were from high school, and then saw him on Tinder, was like, oh, like how fun would this be? Which I get, I also get that.
But also, if you're gonna do that.
Don't go to the woods.
Don't go to the woods, and you have to tell your friends that you're. You have to meet in a public place. Like, there's ways to do, like, also, but I mean, if he was going to kill you, he was going to kill you, but.
Yes, Harrington.
This dude was Adam Waffen. Like, what? The hard, hardcore neo-Nazis.
Oh, so he was for
like,
real?
The guys who look at the Proud Boys and call them pussies.
Okay. Oh, God.
I saw the picture of him, like, in court, and he looked like Charles Manson. He had, like, long hair.
Oh, so he wasn't even attractive?
He was better looking when he had the short hair. Yeah, there was with the short hair.
God, he looks insane. I would not fuck that nigga. He looks like he's giving school shooter vibes.
Yeah. Nice haircut, but
not terrible bad. Haircut. Terrible nigga, looking. What are we talking about?
That looks kind of cool. No?
He doesn't have lips. I don't know why we keep fucking white dudes who don't have lips.
Oh, by the way, the gay kid was also Jewish. That's him.
Oh, what a
bummer. Go up a little bit. That's the kid that went to go and fuck him. So he was gay and Jewish. So he's like, how fun would this be?
Yeah, he was looking to get cocked down.
Yeah, I get it. I also am not sure if they actually had sex or not.
Damn. At least.
I mean, I'm sure he's not going to say whether they had sex or not.
But weren't they able to tell by the dead body?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe if it depends which way.
Yeah, because he could have been getting fucked. Or they could have just did like oral stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. What a way to bring down the mood.
Mormons wouldn't do that. If you would have banged those two little nice Mormons,
been fine.
They would have made you cookies. You would have.
Yeah, it would have been fine.
Yeah, Mormons are great people.
Yeah, Mormons. Are
oh, nice. But I could have took them. They weren't bigger than me. Like I would have fucked them up if they were trying to, you know.
Well, that brings us into our final segment, which is scary things. All right, guys, real quick. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high?
Yeah.
Really high?
Yeah.
Really super duper legally high?
Yeah.
Well, then now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
This Delta 8 is so tasty, and you can get them in vape form, gummy form. You can get them in pre-rolls. I personally love the gummies. I love the watermelon gummies. I love to pop one in before I'm going to give my lady a stabbing or before I'm going to write or do some exercising. I love it. So good.
Exercising.
I do exercising.
So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. You might wonder, what is Delta 8 if you've never heard of it before? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
That's right. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works from personal experience, baby, and that these products should be taken responsibly.
So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. That's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off your order. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it.
The Thing Is presents I could have. Wow. You know what's
interesting?
No, not at all. You know what's interesting about my threesome story would have fit all three categories.
It's close, but let me explain this one to you.
Oh, one of them niggas got to die.
Well, kind of, yes.
Oh, okay.
So this is the part where we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. Oh. So something that in the moment freaked you out and you couldn't explain.
See, I was only prepped for the sex stuff.
I blame Aaron.
Do you have more White Claw? No, do you want another one?
No, Michael 100% told me. I just disregarded it.
If there's another one, but I'm not taking an Uber home. I'm taking the bus home. Okay. Don't let me order an Uber.
All right.
Okay. Where do you live?
In Staten Island.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
There's this fine dude I'm talking to. He lives in Staten Island. Only fuck when he makes it to the city.
Where do you live?
Down the street.
Oh, right.
I walked here, yeah.
That's not too bad. Like, Queens or the Bronx to Staten Island, it may as well be a different country.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's fine, but he's not Staten Island. He's not. I'm not getting on trains to fuck this dude.
But you can take the express bus. It's a lovely ride.
How long is it?
It depends what part of Staten Island, though, because it could be forever.
I have no idea what part of Staten Island he's in. I never visited him.
It could be 40 minutes or it could be like 2 hours.
Hard pass. Yeah, he's not 40 fair. Minutes. Fine. That's but
I hope he's not listening. Poor guy.
He's not listening. I don't think he knows my name. Well, maybe he does. I don't know. Whenever he's in town, we fuck. He's like an elevator operator or something. Something manly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's hot. But anyway, right. I miss
you. You really like Puerto Rican guys.
I miss you. So, he's white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's white. He's a white elevator operator.
Okay. I feel like aside from Russian, I can't think of what other white would.
Maybe he is Russian. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Russian. I don't know who what this ethnicity is.
Elevator operator, like the guy who greets you, like.
Like no,
bathroom attendant?
No, I think he like fixes them or something.
Oh, okay. Like a mechanic.
Yeah. I worked a party once. It was like a Greek family that owned an elevator like repair company, whatever. They were loaded. I made so much money at that party. It was a private party. And and they gave me like always, liquor bottles to take home with me. It was like a Christmas party or something. Oh, I did so good.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway,
good gig, probably. Yeah, probably good gig. Not so, you know, there's not a lot of elevator operators out there.
But they were Greek, so maybe Greek also.
Maybe he's Greek. He could be Greek. Next time I see him, like, what the fuck are you?
Yes, just
We've
let
been
us know.
Fucking for years.
What's your name?
Yeah, I think his name is Cole.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think that fits into either one of those categories.
It might not be Cole, but I'm almost sure it is. Now, when I get home with my dick phone, I'll message him and ask him.
Okay. We need information.
Oh, your dick phone?
I have a separate phone for dick. I'm wild.
Is it red with a little glass case and you put it open like that?
That'd be adorable. But no. Whenever I get rich, I'm going to have that. Scary stuff. I don't fuck with scary. I don't think we don't really fuck with ghosts. I can't speak for all black people because some black people are very much like into like mysticism or whatever that is.
So it doesn't have to be like you seeking it. So this like category can be like a sleep paralysis thing, a dream that ended up coming true. Like
this dream. Okay. No, I was being funny.
The
dream of not working at Burger King when you're 33 years old.
It could be like hearing a voice or
no haunted shit. No,
like staying at weird hotels on the road.
I've stayed in terrible hotels, but they're never haunted. They've been so bad that I'm like, I wish they were haunted, so at least I'd have a good story to tell. But no, they've just been really terrible hotels. But not actually lately. It was a really bad one. But
what was so bad about it?
Everything. It was.
Were there bugs?
Oh, what didn't they have? I don't want to put this club on blast. Jacksonville Comedy Zone. Fuck them niggas.
So quick.
That was world record speed. I really was like, I was about to say, you know, he literally.
You couldn't even get the words out.
Yo.
Jackson.
Second worst hotel I've ever stayed at in my entire 14-year career. The club itself is amazing. The staff is great. The audience is great. They bought merchandise. I was there with Godfrey. Whatever. Worst hotel. One of the worst hotels I've ever stayed in. Actually, here's a story. So the worst hotel I ever stayed in, was it was in Columbus, Georgia, and it was a like a funny business room or something. Look at me just telling all the business names from these clubs that I'm gonna book me anymore.
By the way, you wouldn't say the name of the other club that is closed.
Yeah, you didn't say it. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because I just don't want to give them any type of airplay. But so I stayed in this hotel, and it was so bad. But I had a one nighter there, and then it was a Howard Johnson hotel, which tells you everything.
Also, Florida. Sorry to interrupt you, but I feel like you're gonna get like the palmetto bugs and stuff in Florida. Yeah, sorry.
So it was bad.
My next
gig was in Atlanta, and that's like a 7-hour drive, or three or 4 hours. It was a long drive, and I was tired. So I'm like, fuck it. I have to stay here. I have to sleep. So I the doors didn't really lock good. So I pushed like a dresser behind the door. I walk in. There's candles everywhere. Just candles you buy at Bed Bath, like candles everywhere. And I'm like, bitch, are we doing a seance? Like, why the fuck are
we doing this? I've never seen a candle in a hotel. Yeah.
There's so many candles. It was so many candles. I'm like, bitch, what is this? So I go to the front desk and I'm like, hey, just two things. I don't have any towels. But also, y'all got a lot of candles. What is this? And then I'm like, I have like a seance or something?
Maybe hurricanes,
like, to make a joke. No, the guy replied back, oh, that's in case the power goes out again. I'm like, bitch, how often is the power going out that y'all just have candles in there? And they're set up wildly. I wish I would have took a picture. They were set up. I mean, I probably did, but this was a long ass time ago. They were set up everywhere. Like, it was like, I'm like, y'all doing a seance? Like, I don't understand why there's so many candles.
Oh, my God.
And I stayed the night there, unfortunately. And then they were like, we have breakfast, complimentary breakfast. I'm like, bitch, you think I trust y'all breakfast? Y'all have candles instead of electricity. I don't trust breakfast from y'all motherfuckers. Yeah, it was.
What was the breakfast?
I don't know. I did not know. I left as soon as I got enough sleep to drive home and not die. I left that fucking hotel. That's not really a ghost story, but
You're scary.
Someone definitely died in that hotel. I will say someone definitely died. Oh, here's a story about someone who did die in a hotel. Another comedy club I was doing, joke. Why do I keep saying these clubs? Joke Factory, Baltimore. also with Godfrey. Once again, the club was great, hotel terrible. So I was staying at this hotel. I only stayed there for one night because then they put me in the same hotel that Godfrey was in, which was like really, really nice. But this was back when like COVID had just got done, or it was like on the cusp of getting done, so like 2021-ish area. And at one point, I saw a bunch of ambulances like downstairs. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this hotel? I have to leave. Dude, someone upstairs, like a room down from me, died from COVID.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Just in the hotel while I'm over here telling yuck yucks, and some motherfucker is dying of COVID upstairs. And I'm like, okay, can we not stay here? And then Godfrey's like, oh, I got you got a hotel at my hotel. I'm like, oh, thank God. Because it was, shout out to Godfrey, because I would have died of COVID in that hotel. I've had a terrible hotel experience. So, like, those three hotels, they were definitely ghosts there. I just didn't see them.
Do you believe that they exist, or are you open to the idea that they exist?
I'm open to anything existing. I just don't want to find out. Mm-hmm. Like, I think ghosts are cool. Don't bother me. Leave me alone. Unless it's some hot, sexy ghost who's like, ooh, we trying to fuck? Then, yeah. But if you're not a hot, sexy ghost, hard pass. I have no interest in finding out. I don't like being scared. I know some people go to like those scary houses and they do. By some people, I mean white people. Y'all be doing like Ouija boards and like, let's contact Satan, nigga. No, Satan knows my number if he needed to call. If he wanted to talk about something, he is more than that. Like, he can reach out on his own accord. But I'm not about to reach out to that nigga. And be like, hey, you want to have some fun?
So also, don't like scary movies.
No,
nothing that scares you at all.
If I go to see a scary movie, it has to be with a big, strong man. It has to be with how Mike, when he looked back in the day.
Yeah.
No, he's skinny.
Yeah. No, he was kind of strong back then.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yeah. Back then, Mike, I would have went to a scary movie with him. I'd probably go now, too, because he's big and buff, probably.
Thank you, Daddy. I appreciate it.
But yeah, no, I can't do scary. I'm a little bitch.
I just saw, I watched two of them, by the way, and then we'll watch a video. Oh, Are you okay with watching a scary video?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. So I watched Immaculate with Sydney Sweeney.
It keeps popping up. I want to see
Who's
it.
Sydney Sweeney?
The big ass titties,
that's
white
how you
girl.
Know he's gay.
Why would I know her?
She was in Euphoria. She's the girl with the big tits on
her. Oh,
titties
I never
out.
Saw Euphoria.
Yeah, she was just on she just hosted.
Although
SNL.
I heard there's a lot of sex in there.
Yeah, her titties are all over the place.
A lot of like teenage sex.
Yeah.
But so yeah, she's like a big thing right now because she's got like a huge rack.
Yeah.
But in this movie,
let
so
me
she's
see
a
titties. Mike, pull up her titties.
Pull
please.
Up her titties.
Pull up. I've never said that before. Pull up her titties. I've never said that.
So in this, she's a nun though, and okay. I was like, weird how they would have her play a nun when everyone just wants to see her boobs.
She's
but,
a big titty nun, or
yeah.
Just a regular
titties
nun?
Come out. Titties come out.
They figure out a way to show them to you multiple times.
Are they her real titties or?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're real.
Real
yeah.
Yammies.
Oh, good
yeah.
for her.
Yeah,
those are cool.
That's not giving her like, no. full justice because she's got some. Yitties.
Yeah, they're pretty great boobs, and this is like her moment right now.
Oh, boobs back in.
Maybe she might be bringing them back.
She's
in.
She's definitely bringing them back.
I thought everyone was more of. I thought people were more.
Yeah,
ass
I think
people.
They are.
If there's a battle between her titties and Megan Thee Stallion's ass, it's like a big battle.
Oh yeah, I've too. Seen Megan's ass, but that's because you know. I like anime.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She's an anime nerd.
She loves anime. Yeah.
I love it. I feel like I hate the gay best friend trope. But I would 100% be Megan Thee Stallion's gay best friend. Like I feel like we'd get along so well. Megan, if you're watching,
yeah, she treats her fucking friends really well.
I know. Does she? Or are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm being 100%. You ever see like her reels? She'd be like, yesterday I went to the mall and I took it and I bought my best friend something. I know he was one of those Louis Vuitton, so I bought him a Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
But she does those really fast reels where she like recaps her days.
Let me message Megan and be like, yeah, you better hit her up. I want a Louis Vuitton.
She takes care of her people.
The second
Immaculate.
One.
Immaculate. Was it good?
It was fine. I didn't know anything about it. And then I watched it and it was like, fine.
Wait, so she was a nun? What's the premise of the movie?
I'm assuming conception, right? Immaculate conception, like she
know.
Gets pregnant or something.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I
that's
mean,
what immaculate
I feel like
means.
That's like.
That
I feel like it's. I guess safe.
I
to
thought
say
she
that.
Was just a nun who was just clean.
No, like, so she.
This bitch was immaculate. And movie. She's a clean ass bitch.
With big boobs. No, she she's from like the United States, and then she goes to like take her vows of like nunnacy, whatever, over in Italy. So she's there.
Aren't nuns celibate, or is that priest?
Yes, celibate. Yeah. I'm going to also become a nun. Shortly.
Are you? Good
yeah.
for you, baby. That sounds awful.
I've been practicing for a long time.
She
I may
just
as well.
Out,
wait, what? Priest celibate too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But they just fuck boys.
They're supposed to be.
But they changed it now. Priests could like.
It depends.
It's like a rule now.
They probably changed it because like y'all gotta stop fucking these altar boys. We gonna let y'all niggas fuck women at least. Like y'all are creeps.
Pastors, I think, can get married. Priests, celibacy. Because I know the nuns. This is why I know I can't be a nun.
Because you're married to God or whatever.
Yes. That's also so creepy. The vows, it's like them getting married to God. It's disgusting.
But also, does that mean God doesn't put out? What a prude.
Well, here, he did with Jesus.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah. So he did it once. That's like me. Once every 2,000.
And the nuns drink a lot. So maybe you can be a nun.
They did drink wine in it. Yeah.
They get loaded.
So they take a vow of poverty,
bitch,
celibacy.
Do they really take a vow of poverty?
Yeah, poverty, celibacy, and then there was one other thing I can't remember but those are the two things.
That is
money on food.
Wildly misogynistic.
They go shopping like my neighbor.
And it's only women?
No, I think the men also.
Do men got to be broke niggas too?
I think so.
I mean, all they do is hang out in the church and read.
Oh God.
Yeah, because they all just like live in this like big convent and like do nothing. I don't even know what their purpose is.
God is the purpose. Oh, wouldn't it suck? You live your life as a nun, you die. You get to heaven or wherever the fuck y'all think you go, and God's like, oh, y'all could have been fucking. He's like, y'all are dumb. Y'all could have been fucking this whole time. You see this stripper here, bitch? She had a time, bitch. She overdosed on heroin, and now she's in heaven. How mad would they be if it was just heaven? He's like, no, everyone gets in, you idiot.
It's gotta be a good person.
This is levels of heaven. Hitler's in heaven, but he's at the lower level. They'd be mad as hell. You mean I could have been sucking dick this whole time? Yeah, girl, you could have been sucking dick.
So, yeah, so she joins the convent. Uh-huh. She all of a sudden they realize she's pregnant and they're like, you told us you have never had sex with a guy before. And she's like, yeah, I promise. And then they just like believe her and then believe that it's Jesus's baby, whatever. That's all I'll say.
But she had sex with a guy before. She was a lying asshole.
I don't want to say more.
Is it scary?
Oh, okay.
There's some scary elements to it. Yes. Were there other white claws out there?
And a napkin, please.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other one I watched was Baghead. Which I had not heard of before.
Okay.
Baghead. And it sounds so stupid. I feel like the name is the worst.
Yeah.
And it's about this guy where he like inherited this like demon or something that lives in his basement. She has a bag over her head.
Okay.
And then he can control her. So
God
like
damn.
And she can like she's like a medium and she can bring over spirits from the other side. So he would like charge people like $2,000 and be like, you can come here and speak to your loved one for 2 minutes in the basement. But then like she starts to like take over and it becomes like a whole thing.
You feel better than Immaculate?
Yes, it was scarier.
What was the other thing? So nuns had to be poverty, celibacy.
I can't remember the third. There's three vows. I forget the third one.
I'm gonna talk about this on stage.
Okay,
well, they can drink. They can drink.
Oh, sober. That's it.
It's not sober because they can drink wine. Body of Christ.
Yeah, they could drink.
Oh no, blood.
It's funny if they can't drink. So I'm just gonna lie. Who's gonna fact check my fucking joke? We can drink. A nun isn't coming to my goddamn comedy show. Actually, a game.
Your God-loving waiters are gonna be so mad at you if you get wrong.
Don't do it in Tulsa.
All right.
What is the third thing? Does anybody know what the third vow is? Oh, is there just one? We'll split it.
Sure. No, yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Alcoholics Anonymous. It's not anonymous because these bitches is drunk.
Drink this water real quick.
I saw a late night with the devil and it was okay. Are you okay? You're right?
Don't. I tried to drink it too quick and it got everywhere. Don't get that on camera because that's going to be a meme. I didn't watch that yet.
It was all right. Late night with the devil.
Oh, I don't watch scary stuff. I'm a whole bitch.
Okay, but we're about to. So I'm going to show you. Let's see. I'm trying to make sure we have an even amount here. Okay, so I found a video. I watch a lot of like paranormal videos on YouTube. They're all most of them are yes, Harrington.
So I have the vows that nuns take.
Okay.
It's stability. That is to remain a member of a single monastic community. Obedience to an abbess or prioress. And then conversion of life, which includes poverty and celibacy.
Oh, God. Religion is such a fun little cult that y'all keep signing up for.
Right. The obedience is the one I forgot. But aren't I obedient here in my job?
Yeah. Comment below if you're a nun. Fucking loser. No,
secretly drink way more than wine. I used to work at a liquor store right next to a church.
Can they use phones? Like, they have phones? Can they use electricity?
I think only flip phones.
Yes, electricity, yes.
Yeah. I don't think.
Amish. What are those motherfuckers Amish?
Amish.
Yes. Oh, yeah, who don't do. Shit. I want to. I think it'd be so fun to do a comedy show for Amish people. I think that'd be so, because they would hate it, but I just think it'd be fun to be like, hey, so I would love to. If y'all want to book me, please. I don't know how you work. Go? Send me a pigeon or something.
Do they go to comedy shows?
Of course not. They don't go to any. A microphone is like Satan to them. Like we'd have to just yell and project the whole time.
But there's two different types. There's Amish, then there's Mennonites. One of them is like they can use more technology.
Well, whoever can use technology, please book me for your diversity hire for the year. But I'm gonna bring a friend because I'm not trying to get murdered, and I wanted to tell y'all some jokes. I'm 100% sure you're not gonna like them, but I would love to do it.
That'd be fun just to get the footage of it, just their reactions. Great.
Tell the threesome story again, please, Akeem. We love it. We love the threesome story.
Y'all ever fucked out of Staples? Wait, do y'all even know what a Staples is?
They just crack up. They fall out the chair, having a blast.
Do you know what a staple is?
Yeah. Oh, what a wild life they live.
All they got to do is have a good sense of humor. They can have a good time, you know?
You were saying about them buying booze.
Oh, so yeah, they would come in and they would buy liquor to cook with. There's this one, it's called Strega.
The nuns?
There's a witch on it, but they get hammered off of it.
The nuns?
The nuns. You're supposed to use it to make like anise cookies or some shit.
Listen, bitch, if I had to be celibate and couldn't and had to be broke, I'd be drunk too.
Yeah,
ain't gonna make me broken, lonely, and not and sober. Wild
and celibate.
Yeah, because they come in and the owner would be like, "How many fucking cookies are they making?" They would buy a bottle every day. So those girls up there are just taking little sips of like Amaro and shit, like you know, like aperitifs. Like
is sex like? Sex is. I wonder how. I wonder if they're allowed to fuck themselves.
They probably don't tell anybody, or that's what they say when they go to a little booth.
Are they not allowed? Oh, yeah. Because if you fuck, you could just confess, right?
Yeah.
Because, bitch, I'd be confessing every day. Ooh, girl, I did it again. I can't stop doing it, but you got to forgive me, bitch. You made the rules.
But I think, like, as like a Catholic, you can, and then be forgiven and do, like, 12 Hail Marys, whatever.
Marys,
But as a nun, you can't because you promise not to.
Yeah, that's rough.
Shit, you know how many promises I done broke?
Hey, fans of the show over the age 21, I want to tell you about YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo.
How much?
$60.
For what?
A full kilo. Oh, yeah.
That's right. If you are currently a fan of Kratom, you can be getting it from
you can
100
get
years
his
old.
Dick.
Our newest sponsor. It's like 100 years ago.
From our my newest sponsor.
Oh, boy. Okay. That's right. If you are a fan of Kratom, You can be getting it from our most loyal, longest-running sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo.
That's right. Shannon, don't be getting it, unfortunately. If you aren't a fan of Kratom, well, then ignore this ad. The fact that Yo Kratom has high-quality Kratom for just $60 a kilo has no relevance to your life.
But if you are a fan of Kratom, then it's time to stop overpaying, having to go to corner stores, gas stations. You don't know what's in the crap that they have in the bags behind the counter.
Yeah.
Here, you know that they have powders, they have capsules, they have every strain that you need, and you can trust the quality at Yo Kratom.
That's right. One more time. Thank you for YoKratom.com for supporting the show. And if you are into Kratom, Yo Kratom is one place where you can find $60 kilos.
That's bad reading.
That was bad reading. I'll try. Let me do it again. Hold on. One more time. Thank you, Yo Kratom, for supporting this show. And if you're into Kratom, Yo Kratom is the one place where you can find that legendary $60 kilo.
These guys are one of the biggest Yo Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at incredible prices. Last time, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into it. Oh.
Sorry. Can you just take, you said these guys are the biggest Yo Kratom wholesalers?
Oh, okay. These guys are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at incredible prices. Last time, YoKratom.com, home of the $60
kilo.
Let's get back into it. Okay, so the video I have, I feel like it's kind of pretty self-explanatory. We're just going to play it from the beginning. This is from a Bizarre Bub, I believe, on YouTube.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
That's a little girl on
a
bunk
bed.
I'm glad
it's a white girl. I like seeing y'all get
tortured. Always white girls.
Good.
She wakes up. She's walking around the room.
See, this is why I couldn't have kids. I'd hit him.
He can't even do anything yet. He's like,
I know. I'd just hit him anyway. Like, if a kid came up, like, I see dead people. Bitch, me too. I'd fight that kid.
So she's up in the middle of the night playing with her toys. Oh,
who is this ugly bitch?
No, wait.
Watching the footage recorded on their daughter's security camera.
Oh, that was mean.
It's
I'm sorry.
11 at night when this is captured.
Being a good girl, she's not annoying her parents in the middle of the night. She's just playing by herself, getting out of bed.
What is she doing?
Our little orb. We saw the
she's
orb.
Got another toy.
Oh, back I mean, I used to have an imaginary friend too. I used to play with imaginary niggas back when I was a kid.
We don't ask about that after this. Okay, playing with her toys. I didn't realize how long this was. Sorry. Gonna happen soon.
I got that fan off Amazon. It's a fan.
Sure.
Is it an air filter?
What is weird?
It's coming. I didn't realize how long this was. She's playing with her toys. There, okay. So a toy under the bed lights up and starts playing.
Oh yeah, this is right out of a movie.
If something grabs her, good. She shouldn't have got out of bed.
So she's checking under the bed. This is for the audio listeners.
No. Oh, hell no. I mean, she's setting herself up.
And this bitch ain't watching.
I know, right? Right to my parents.
She's looking under the bed. She's going under the bed.
See you later, kid. You go to jail now. Oh, shit.
She's not.
Oh shit!
Not kneeling or anything. She's screaming and she's being pulled under the bed.
Sounds like this bitch is being dramatic.
Oh, she got no. She got pulled. How'd she do that?
She didn't like kneel her knees or anything. She didn't do anything. It appears to get under the bed. Now she's going for her mom. Looks like Little Monsters. I feel like you guys are too young to.
Yeah, no, I know Little Monsters. I remember that. I love that movie. She gonna get yoked.
So that is the video, by the way. It gets a little skippy.
It gets skippy.
Yeah, that's not like our internet. That's the video. And so the mom gets her out. That's basically
that
it.
Skip is a big thing.
But that's after it happened.
Yeah,
it's already
but
done.
The skip could have been.
I don't know. That didn't really skip. That was kind
of
childish.
It was creepy.
Now if she didn't come out that bad, I'm like, ooh, that, now we got a video. This bitch was on the back of a milk cart. It's like, ooh, missing since September 19th. I'm like, okay, girl, now we got a story.
It just, I mean, the screen, the screen and something pulling her under. But it does. It also like it seems staged, but also there's a wall there. It's not like someone is under there pulling her. Like what pulled her under the bed?
I don't know. I didn't. I just saw a weirdo climb under the bed.
Can you go back to the part where she gets dragged into the bed?
It didn't seem dragging to me. It seemed like it was a bitch who knows how to move her body.
I don't know. She kind of maybe just like
pulling.
She slid.
It seems like she was trying to get
you
something.
Think so? And she like
But then what's the scream for? There she
watch.
Is.
Like she gets pulled.
Like she's got dead legs here.
That doesn't seem pulling to me. That seems some army crawl type shit.
Let's
see. Nah, this bitch is over here being an actress.
They look too. Her legs. They're barely moving until she gets underneath.
What? Then why they let? Why the thing let her go?
Grabs her mouth.
Her mom maybe got her from it.
Hell no, Lord. Hell no.
Nah, if I'm grabbing a baby, if I'm grabbing a white baby, I'm keeping it. I ain't about to grab a white baby and let it go. You know how much white babies are probably worth? Sell them shits on the fucking black market. No pun intended.
She's a little old though.
I mean,
she's not
really
a baby.
Right. Maybe she aged out of
that skipping thing made me think that maybe they cut it at some point. Someone went under there,
but they can cut it after.
Yeah, I guess it's a
little bed.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Like you would have to have like a space.
Also, bitch, stop playing with toys at 11 o'clock. Go to bed. She deserved that shit. I bet she won't play anymore.
Uh-huh.
But she should have been asleep.
I feel like, that's what you want your kid to do. You don't want them to be waking you up.
No,
that's
I want
like,
them to stay their ass to bed. All your toys are done.
She stayed in bed.
No, bitch, she got out of the bed
because the toy turned itself on.
Then let the toy be on, bitch. See what happens? You get out of bed, you get murdered, little kids. If you get out of bed at night, you get murdered by a little
keep
nigga.
Your ass in bed.
See that would. I hate doing the black and white thing. But that would never a black kid because that nigga wouldn't have got out of bed. As soon as that would have made noise, he's like, ooh, no, bitch. He would have ran immediately. Those dumbass white kids going underneath the bed serves you right.
I wish I had a video with black kids to show you.
You don't. Because we don't be doing that. We obey our parents. Except for when it comes to other stuff. But when we kids, we ain't going in the... Because our mom would side with the ghost. Bitch, I told you not to go down there. Now look at you missing. Nah, that was stupid.
Where were they? Was that like Scotland or some shit?
No,
it was Pittsburgh, motherfucker.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh,
American.
It was Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I just saw one the other day.
Some
and
fucking loser in Pittsburgh. I'll be there in June.
It was a black family, and specifically the guy said, that's white people shit. He said it in the video.
Yeah,
but I guess whatever happened, like, wasn't, like, it didn't strike me as, like, a scary enough thing, so I didn't save it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Y'all do like danger. White people love danger. Y'all like scared. Y'all like ghosts and summoning dead and alligators. Y'all is dumb.
Summoning alligators. Yes, Jorge.
John in the chat, our video guy, has the theory that the girl was replaced.
Well, good. Maybe she was replaced with an obedient ass motherfucker who's going to sleep through the night.
Like some, like that movie Them or Us, where it's like the underworld.
Well,
people.
Good. You got a better kid.
The doppelganger? Oh, shit.
That's interesting.
That's one of the many reasons why I don't want kids. I can't. Kids are crazy. I leave my kids so quick.
But why under beds, though? Why is that lore?
Because it's a trope.
It's a,
the
it's
same reason why gay niggas like fashion. Some tropes are just true.
It's because it's like a dark space in the middle of the night. You know, like some people are scared to like put their foot over the bed in the middle.
Also,
of the
it doesn't
night.
Make sense to be there anymore because bitch, we always check under the bed. But I think they want us to check because that bitch, as soon as she checks, like, yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Stupid. I'm sorry if that's
she
your kid.
Right? She all right?
if whoever watches this video, if that's your kid, I'm sorry, but your kid is dumb.
There is extra to it. I didn't actually watch it, but maybe we can play it because the mom does an extra thing afterwards if you still have it up. If not, we can move on.
She probably lights a candle and starts yelling.
She talks to the camera, then she shows something else at the end, but I skipped past it.
She shows her Illuminati pass. Her get out of jail Illuminati card.
There's just a priest under the bed just taking a child.
We thought this was a boy.
Where'd the toy go? You don't even see the toy.
The light did go off. I wonder at what point the light went off.
Also, why wouldn't she turn on the lights in her room?
Let me hear her.
She was dragged under the bed.
Before she looked under the bed.
She's
if I'm
child,
looking under the bed, well, she's an idiot. She's a dumb child, or she should be taken.
It's pretty dumb.
Because if I'm gonna look as a kid, if I was a scary ass kid, if something made noise under the bed, the first thing I'm doing is turning on the light.
Yeah.
I'm not looking under the bed, free balling the bed.
Okay, let's see the rest of it. I need my layers trimmed.
They're concerned for the safety of their children. They believe daughter had seen.
That forehead is wild. I wouldn't have had that cut.
But only a few days later.
That forehead's scarier than the video.
It says it's a few days later.
A lot of questions.
Have you checked on the bed?
People have been asking me, have you been in the room?
Of course this is on TikTok.
Have you guys looked under the bed? No, we haven't.
Y'all haven't looked. Wait. Then move, bitch.
That's pretty ridiculous.
So a monster grab your kid from the bed. You're like, nah, nigga. We gonna live here in mystery until a TikToker asks me. I hope ghosts take over their family. I'm team ghost at this point because y'all are dumb. Also, this is why it don't happen to us, because sometimes we be struggling and there is no under the bed if we sleep on a mattress. I'm just saying, nigga, if you sleep on a mattress, ain't no under the mattress, motherfucker.
No bed frame?
That did help in Little Monsters. That did help when they put the mattress on the floor.
I hate her. Ooh, I hope she gets taken. I hope there's a dog down there.
Checking under the bed.
That's the toy that lit up? No, that's just
pillow. That's a pillow. Yeah.
But also, y'all, like, she could, I don't believe it.
Put a flashlight. Let's see. I mean, this is
pretty clean under there, so she's cleaned it recently, so she's looked under the bed.
Oh, right.
She don't got a light? She can put a little light on
there? Listen, at this point, she's just trying to get monetized on TikTok.
Yeah, this is creepy.
Why isn't
enough
the light
people?
On her phone? How stupid.
Because she's dumb. The dumbness runs in her family.
Is that the toy? Oh, that's a kid! The fuck is that?
Oh, I remember it now. Oh, okay, so they're going to show it again. They're going to show it. Hold on. I forgot about that part.
Why is this bitch under the bed?
Checking under the bed wasn't already scary.
Oh,
enough.
So this is fake.
Wait, let's watch.
This is fake.
A creepy-looking doll hidden below the mattress.
Watch it closely.
She continues to record when suddenly the doll begins to move.
Yeah, I saw that. That's a kid. That's not a doll.
But it's after looking again, I think it's one of those live dolls. So that's somebody. That's somebody
it's
doing
as
it.
If it knows it's being seen. Immensely
no,
terrifying.
The way that it moves
is
like
people
if you go
love
like this
mediocre shit. This is so fake. This is the I bet this went viral on white TikTok and this bitch bought a fucking Lamborghini from this shit.
Good for her. Get that paper, girl.
Yeah, that end part. I didn't remember seeing it, but yeah. That's that like was, if you go like
listen,
this.
Listen, she needs to get a forehead reduction.
That was a real kid.
She can pay for it now.
She sure can.
Yeah, for it.
Okay, that's it.
I don't know. That's like a real kid.
No, but the doll, that's one of those like baby real dolls that cost $1 billion that I said around Christmas that I was mad that my aunt got that for my niece instead of me getting it. But they were like, they're like $300. They're
so
a
you
lot.
Think it was
a
guy
at
under
that
the
point,
bed.
Buy a baby.
Yeah, somebody was under there because the way that it moves.
It was like a cradle.
It's like the
hand.
Yeah, like the finger like right here in the neck of it and you're just bending it the way it moves.
How does
it
make you feel,
Keem?
Terrible. I hope that whole family gets taken by a black ghost. a black slave ghost that the ancestors enslaved comes back and enslaves them. That's what I want for us. I want Tyrone the ghost to come back and get reparations on that whole white family.
Oh boy.
I can't wait till y'all call me racist in the comments. No. I can't
not
white people.
Not here. It's not going to happen here.
Yeah, digital. You're fine.
Okay. All right. On that note, I think we can wrap. We're going to do a quick round of plugs and get out of here. Okay. Thanks. What do you got to plug?
Oh, man. Stay tuned for Fig Talk. It's going to be on before or after this episode. At Comic Mike Figs on Instagram. If you're in the city, come to the stand or the comic strip. I'm at one of those places this weekend. And fuck yeah. At Comic Mike Figs.
Akeem.
Hey, Akeem Woods on all the social media platforms. AkeemWoods.com is my Instagram. I mean, it's my website. My Instagram is Akeem Woods, AKEEM Woods. As far as dates to plug, May 10th and 11th, I'm headlining Helium in Indianapolis, the Small Room. May 25th through the 26th, I'm doing some gay shit in Pensacola. I don't remember the venue, but it's on my website, AkeemWoods.com. And then May 29th, I'm opening for Ida Rodriguez at the City Winery in Chicago. And then June 1st and 2nd, I'm doing some gay shit in P-Town. All those dates are on AkeemWoods.com. And if you are single, DM me. If you're obviously a man. At Akeem Woods, AKEEM Woods. And if you're a woman and single, sucks for you, bitch. But you can DM me, too. You can be friends or whatever. But anyway, that's it. Akeem
Unless
Woods.
You're Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion, bitch. DM out. Me. Because yes. I'm trying to be besties. We can talk about One Piece and JoJo and whatever the fuck other shit you be watching.
You can follow me on Instagram at ChenandLee6982. Wherever you watch the show, you can watch it live every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern at GasDigital.com/live. To watch that, you have to be a subscriber. So go to GasDigital.com, use promo code TTI14. You're going to get a 2-week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, every episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network, including Legion of Skanks, the SDR Show, Real S Podcast, and Godfrey We Trust, and our all of our Power Hour episodes. So there's 3 right now. We just recorded the 4th, and we have a 5th booked. And then after that, we're gonna take a break.
Were they watching this live? Like, yes. Were they chatting and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to see what they were talking about.
We can. I'll just finish this, and Harrington can maybe scroll through for some highlights in the chat.
Okay. Cool.
If you have a story to submit for Bad Dates, Bad Things, or Scary Things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. If you listen on iTunes, YouTube, wherever you listen, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, leave a comment. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow. And check out the live premiere every Thursday at 8 p.m. It is. 8 p.m. I think. 7, yeah, 8, think 8 p.m. Yeah. 8, yeah. And take part of the dinner table live chat and the YouTube live premiere. And yeah. And also, if you want to donate to our prize pot for our weight loss competition, send in your whatever amount to @ShannonLeeDing on Venmo. Do you have anything fun in the chat, Harrington?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through here. But somebody said, it's crazy that regular people ride the bus about you, Shannon.
Regular people ride the bus.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I don't know what that means.
I think he was complimenting you and saying you're not regular, or I think he was insulting you and saying you were basic bitch. I'm not sure.
It's the express bus, crazy. And I spend $8 on every trip.
That's not bad.
Yeah, express bus is nice.
Yes, it's a nice bus. Yeah. I don't understand what you're implicating.
Look, this is not me. This is coming from the chip. It was in all caps, so I thought it was important.
That's
it was
a express lot. Bus. Don't worry about it. We clarified it.
I don't take regular local buses.
When the scary thing segment started, someone said he probably sucked off a ghost. Who? That's
well,
you.
Not me.
Oh, me?
He was assuming your scary story was going to be sucking off a ghost.
Oh, I mean, listen, if the ghost is fine, I'd suck a ghost dick. Like, if we're being real, is it Michael B. Jordan's ghost? I mean, he's not dead, knock on wood, but like...
Chadwick, though.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm not going to say that.
What?
I'm not going to say anything negative about Chad. May he rest in peace. But yeah, he was fine.
So somebody in here, Akeem said on Godfrey before, he felt unsafe trying to turn a straight guy gay.
Me?
What do you mean by that?
I felt unsafe trying to turn a straight guy gay. I've never tried to turn a straight guy gay.
No,
I've never actively tried. I've done it jokingly, but as soon as I get done hitting on a nigga on stage, I go home. I don't have the abs to turn a nigga gay. That is Jay Jergen and Mateo Lane. They have the body to turn niggas gay. I have the body to turn niggas curious, maybe. I don't have a turning gay body yet. Wait till June and we'll see. But
so if Michael B. Jordan gets in a car accident, it's tragic. You'll suck him off.
I'm not going to say yes to that.
But yes.
Chadwick, yeah. It was a little too much. We're not sucking Chad.
You should come back on in June when we finish our weight loss competition. You have your abs.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, girl, because I like cookies and cake. What was there anything else?
Yeah, some people are saying that there was definitely another person under the bed. Another person is saying that you can crawl with just your arms.
Thank you,
we
bitch.
We said army crawl.
Okay. Yeah, this bitch is... gonna be shipped off. That's why she's gonna be in the Navy. So she's over here practicing for World War III, which is pending.
Somebody named Death Rage said another midge living in the kid's room.
A midget.
Yeah, that was the guest.
Yeah, from like that one dumb movie.
Yeah. And I'm looking here. Yeah, that's about it. Now they know that we're reading them, and all they're doing is laughing. So
well, that's cool.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so also, if you use promo code TTI14, you can take part in the live chat.
For sure.
While we stream.
But also tell that dude who was asking about being turned gay, tell him to meet me.
After the show.
Tell him to meet me on E6. And we'll figure it out together.
All right, thank you so much for coming on the show, Akeem.
Thank you
so
much for having me. You guys are awesome.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.